It's a beautiful morning.
Oh yeah.
Get to Joy. You can find a complete article about checking your irrigation system, irrigation, the backbone of a healthy landscape, at rosieonthehouse.com. It is our blog for the day, our On the House topic, where we spend the entire hour talking about something specifically on your home, castle, or cabin. It's all irrigation today. Of course, Sprinklers and Landscape is in studio with us, and Aaron, we've got callers lined up, so let's jump right through them.
Aaron, you have lit up the boards here, buddy. Let's get to these homeowners' dilemmas.
Joy in Peoria, go ahead.
Yes, thank you so much for taking my call. Perfect timing. My sprinkler system, sometimes when it goes on, underneath my sink will make the terrible racket. Is that water or air in the line, and what do I do?
Well, it could be a bunch of things. Have you talked to any plumbers yet about the issue?
No, because you know what? When I go outside and I turn off the irrigation system, the noise goes away. So I didn't know whether to call a plumber or I need an irrigation guy.
You'll need a plumber.
Okay.
And Joy, I would imagine that noise is actually occurring when the sprinkler valve closes and the next one opens. And you can install an air hammer arrestor right underneath that sink, and the problem will be solved forever.
Air hammer
arrestor.
Arrestor. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Is it something a homeowner can do?
Well, you'll have to turn the water off to the house, and then you'll have to take the valve off the cold water supply, and then you'll have to get this air hammer in line and then the valve put on. You know, that may require some soldering if you're comfortable soldering, but generally I would say that would be a job for a plumber.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And we love you, Rosie.
Okay.
You know.
Miss Joy, thank you.
And in Peoria, the closest plumber we have to you is Joseph with Thunderbird Plumbing right there in Waddell. As we clear a line, that opens a line for you at 1-888-767-4348. Augie's next. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
I want to tell you that a poly riser thicker tubing is the only way to go. That is the most fantastic product. And please let me explain. Within 3 years of having that thinner tubing, I was getting leaks. And then it got to a point where I'd go fix a leak and 2 feet down there'd be another leak. I heard Rosie say that he has a bucket of parts and it's just terrible. So I was introduced to this thicker pipe. I pulled out personally all my old drip system line. I installed this, and I have had zero leaks. Because it's thicker, you need to get a punch that can go through it. And both Home Depot, Lowe's, all the hardware stores sell that punch. It's a cheap item. It's not expensive at all. And you can punch it. You can put in what all your drip, whatever they're called, all your you know what I mean.
The and heads.
This stuff is the best stuff. I got to tell you, as a homeowner that's not in the trades at all, I think it is a travesty that thin piping is still sold.
That's an aggravated sprinkler repair man right there.
And it was designed to reduce water use, and there's a lot of great applications for saving water and those drips. But as new technologies come and as we learn new ways, new technology has come. And these poly risers, you say it was originally designed as an extension to your irrigation
Yes, lawn? Yeah. So basically, it was designed as a PVC extender. So basically, if you couldn't make right angles with traditional PVC fittings, you would use this material to make those bends around trees and things like that. But we've just adapted, and as has this caller, adapted a way to use it for drip systems, and it's just because of the extra longevity and wall thickness and the benefits that it gives you.
Well, I would venture to say you have Augie's full endorsement on the use of the product.
you could just feel Augie's frustration and relief of not having to constantly be out there digging that stuff up.
Let's see if we can bring Blair into the conversation. A question on a vacuum breaker. Good morning, Blair.
Yes, good morning. I have a problem that I think might be referred to as poppet chatter in my pressure vacuum breaker. I'm not sure if that's the case. I have two valves in my front yard for my irrigation system for my grass. And for quite a while now, I've had intermittently a situation where when one of the valves comes on, I will get water rushing out of the top of the PVB, as well as a noise sounding like that poppet.
All right, Blair, we'll hang tight. We do a lot of things, but we can't stop the clock. Continue troubleshooting that here. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. Or text to 411-923.